We've talked about the high availability architecture of the various service tiers and how you can go further with zone redundant configurations. Now, there are two different ways to go even further on a global scale. Now, the two options that you have available for you are geo replication and auto failover groups. And they're very similar, but they're also kind of different. So we laid out this table to kind of highlight some of the benefits or reasons you might choose one over another. Now, with both geo replication and auto failover groups, you're able to get read scale across the globe in theory, right? Now, some of the things to consider are that with geo replication, you can deploy a replica in the same region that you're in today. Whereas with auto failover groups, it cannot be in the same region, and you can only choose one other region for your failover group to be. So, for example, I could have my server in East US or databases in East US, and I could have an auto failover group in West US, but that would be it. Now, for geo replication, I can have multiple replicas in multiple regions, including my own, and I can use those replicas for read scale. In auto failover, I can also use this for read scale. The other call out I wanted to mention is that managed instance today is only available in auto failover groups. So if you're using managed instance, auto failover groups is going to be the way to go. Now, one of the other benefits with auto failover groups is that you can get an automatic failover, which means you do not have to you can fail over in the case of an emergency, and you also do not have to update your connection strings after that failover. And we actually have a demo and a lab exercise for you to try in a separate video.
So, Anna, great comparison. I think it's important when you think about these technologies to think in terms of a visual representation architecturally what this looks like. So you see here for geo-replication, you have your primary logical database server and your database, and you're going to establish a new secondary logical server to host the geo-replication of data to a second database. You know, you're going to use things like load balancers and traffic manager to make connections, but remember, this is a manual change of your connection strings to get access to this data. Now, as Anna pointed out, you're going to have read replica availability. So your apps are going to have the ability to connect from a read write perspective to your primary, or also a read only intent to a database residing on a given region, or even in the secondary region, which could be actual globally. So that's kind of how geo replication works for Azure database perspective. And you have that capabilities with Azure database today. Now, an auto failover group is going to look a lot similar to a geo-replication. Remember, this is your only option for a managed instance scenario. You still have a logical secondary server here, and you still have the concept of data being geo-replicated to this other secondary server. Remember, this only works across different regions, not within the same region. You still have the ability to read-write capabilities with your app or read-only traffic, and you're going to use load balancers and Azure Traffic Manager. But if you look at these two in comparison, what really stands out is the failover concept. Remember, an auto failover group is, think of this like a distributed availability group. So we have auto failover capabilities to this secondary region, and you don't have to change the application connection strings. You're going to use the abstraction of a listener concept, just like you use today for availability groups, for both your read-write scenarios and your read-only scenarios. So you think about going further with geo-replication for Azure database or auto failover groups, or with managed instance auto failover groups. This is just another piece of the puzzle to give you better availability and a lot of built-in capabilities with Azure SQL. We'll see you in the next video.